leaving the army, guaranteed to watch the game.
All right, now that that's on.
Whether it's in warm or not.
All right. So let's just quickly with the mission on Nunbeis and Mabeis, because we're gonna go in there. So we said, right, and also because Jesse, I told Jesse we'll start by the Mishnah. So. I did. So Hametame. So somebody who is Metame, we assume now the Tame, the Torah Truma of his friends, and therefore he makes it Usser to be eaten. Even for Kohanim, now it's Usser. So the Metame the Truma, the Hamidame, someone who's Ma'ariv Truma with Chulin. So now, not totally Usser, but now it's Usser for everybody other than the Kohen. He makes it Demai. The Haminaseich, I mean he puts Truma into the Chulin. The Haminaseich, and someone who, see what it means. Haminaseich means he Usser his friend's wine via Yain Nesech. Rashi says, we'll do it. Get to the Gemara. Guys, Menaseich Gemara Farsi. Okay, the Menaseich Bishogig Potter. If he does any of these things, so he's damaged his friends. Well, not so much his fellow's property. So Bishogig Potter. If he does this Bishogig, he'd be Potter from paying. But if he did it Bemezid, he'd be Chayev to pay. So Itmar. So we learned in the base measures. What is Menaseich? What do we say that the word Menaseich means? So Rav Amar Menaseich Mamish. Your Mamish Menaseich. You're actually doing it for Avodah Zarah. Rashi says Menaseich Mamish. Interesting, he says, Shekishech biyadol l'soch l'shem v'lazar. Basically, you put your hand in the wine, and you mix the wine for avodah zarah, v'chach haisa avodah son. So it's not actually pouring it out, the libation, but sticking your hand inside and mixing it up, that's the avodah zarah. So he says, Menaseich is mamish Menaseich. V'shmul amar ma'ariv. Shmuel says, no, what you did is that, Menaseich means you're ma'ariv, you're mixing. Right, Rashi says Ma'ariv. Rashi says Yayin Nesach by Yayin Kosher. You take existing Yayin Nesach and you mix it into Yayin Kosher. Shel Chaveru Asru B'Hana. Now it makes it Asr. So it's not actually doing the Avodah Zarah. It's taking Avodah Zarah wine and putting it in. So Manda Amar Ma'ariv. So now Shmuel, who says that it's Ma'ariv, why does he say the word? Why does he say Menaseich means Ma'ariv? Menaseich means pouring. Why does he say Menaseich means to mix? He says, "My time alone, Amar Menaseich." Why does he not say that it's what it sounds like, that it's actually Menaseich? So Amar Lach Shmuel, Menaseich Kim Lebe De Rabbi Minei. No, because of Menaseich, you would never be chayiv to pay. Because if you're actually doing the pouring, you're doing the act of Nisuch, well then you're chayiv Misa for the Nisuch, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay, because you Kim Lebe De Rabbi Minei, and we all know that means that if you have a Misa and a monetary payment, for the same action, you only have to deal with the Misa aspect. So, but the Mishnah says that you chayev to pay, right? Rashi says kimle the rabbi minei. It says lo musli the misne b'masnisin amazed chayev tashlumi to avoid avoskel chavim havi v'niskal. It's chayev skila, so it can't be Menaseich. So the Gemara says, okay. So according to Rava, if it's kimle the rabbi minei, what does Rava say that Menaseich is actually Menaseich, and therefore it there's payment. How can there be payment? It's kimle. So the Idach, meaning Rava, Kid Rabbi Yirmiyah, he holds like Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishas Hagbal Hu Dekana, Umischai Benav Shelohavei Shas Nisuch. He breaks up the action. He says, when are you Chayiv? When are you Chayiv that you stole it? And therefore, you stole your friend's object when you picked up the wine. Which is interesting. How does that work with Rashi's explanation before, that Nisuch means that you're sticking your hand and twisting it around?
Right.
There's no picking it up. So that's,
is it stealing or damaging?
So you steal. He says that what you're doing now is you're picking it up. And when you pick it up, you're taking your friend's object, and therefore you've stolen it at that point. And that's when you have a chi of a payment obligation right then and there. And the chi of Misa doesn't come into effect till moments later, till you pour it out, or till you do Nisuch. The question I had, though, is according to Rashi, Rashi just, like I mentioned before, Rashi said that Nisuch means you stick your hand in and you mix it around. So what Shas Hagbah is there? Right? There's no Shas Hagbah. You're sticking your hand and mixing around. There's no stealing. Right? But the rest of it, but that's afterwards anyway. He says that you're stealing it beforehand. I mean, Tosfos Rid says that Nisuch means that you're actually pouring it. It's probably because of this question, maybe quote the Rashi, say there's a Havim Minu Maskana. This is what the Havim Minu Maskana is. It's the pouring out. But
so are you saying that that's not a Kimlei B'Rabbanan?
No, because Kimlei B'Rabbanan is only if you do it at the same time. Right, and here you're separating.
It's the same act.
But it acts as two different parts. You pick it up.
Correct, right.
You pick it up, and then you pour it. So Tosos asks, he says, but why is it any different? You have a case in Ksubas, get Tosos Menaseich. It says second line. Yom Tomer Lushmuel, Maishna. Why is this different? Midamrinam bereish elon aros Umodarab Nechunya ben Akana begonith chelbo shochaveru. You steal the chelev of your friends, the forbidden fats, the achlo, and then you eat it. Shehu chayev shekvar nischayev begneva kodem sheyavoli de iser chelev. So over there, he's basically.
So there it is a kumle
midrabine. No, there it's not. According to Rava, it's not a kumle midrabine. In our case, Shmuel says it is kumle midrabine. But there, Shmuel agrees that it's not a kumle midrabine because first you picked it up and then you ate it. Why over there, according to Shmuel, you picked it up, you ate it, it's not a kumle. Here, you pick it up and then minaseich, it is a kumle midrabine, according to Shmuel. So Tosso says, V'yesh lomar, tisavar Shmuel, dehagba'at sorech nisuch, have tvei. He says, the picking up for the nisuch is more of one process, I guess, when it comes to the nisuch hamayim, as opposed to picking up chelev and then eating it. Because to do nisuch, you actually have to pick it up and pour. To eat chelev, theoretically, since you could just bend over and eat it like a dog, and just bend over and eat it, so therefore, the two actions are not intrinsically intertwined as much as they are by nisuch. So he said, right? He says, "Yesh lomar d'savar Shmuel d'agba tzorech nisuch hitvei di'i efshar l'nisuch below hagba." It's impossible to do nisuch without hagba. I don't know if that's true. Rashi just said you can do nisuch by spinning your hands in there. But aval hasam efshar l'achila below hagba di'i boi gachim l'achil. Since it's possible to do the achila without hagba, so the hagba itself is not such an integral part, and therefore it's separate actions. But according to here, according to Shmuel, as opposed to Rava, according to Rav. According to Shmuel, the picking up and the pouring is one action. Rav is going to separate those actions.
What about the zikin? What about geneva? How does the geneva come up here?
Because when you pick it up first. You're right. You're saying you.
So
any nezikin where you grab it first, there's a geneva aspect.
I add truma apples to your apples. That's not geneva.
In that case, did you take? But first of all, we're talking about the nisuch case only. The nisuch case where you actually have to pick it up. So by picking it up, that becomes yours. So you have a geneva aspect to it, and therefore I'm chayiv right there on monetary.
See, blurring the thing.
The blurring, but only the blurring it by the nisuch, because by the nisuch, in order to do it, you have to first take it. By the truma, by what your case is, and by mixing it up, first of all, apples might be different because you can probably separate them. But by mixing things.
Wine, and I come over with nisuch, with the wine, and I add it to your wine. I'm damaging
you. Yeah, I hear you. So that's the case you're saying where I'm not picking anything up. I'm just picking up my wine. Right, why are you saying I'm picking up my own wine? I'm taking my own wine and pouring it in. I hear. Why are you saying here that you pick...
I understand why you have to enter Hagbah. Why is it urgent you have to enter Geneva?
Because Rav says you're Menasech Mamish. Rav says, that's because that's what Rav's saying. Rav says that you're actually doing Nisuch, your friend's wine. That's what Rav says the case is. Shmuel says, I can't make that the case. Because maybe that's part of your reason. If that's the case, then I have a kimle. So Shmuel says it's your case where you're just pouring it in, and that's why you're chayiv for the damaging. But you're not chayiv. It's not a case of taking anything, right? Because it said Rav says menasech mamish that you were menasech your friend's wine. Okay. So Ulamanda Amar menasech. According to Rav, who says the word menasech means menasech, my time below Amar Ma'ariv. Why does he not say it's the case of Shmuel like Ma'ariv? I don't understand why it's a question, because menasech means nisuch. Why are you asking, Rav, why do you hold like the pashtus of the Mishnah? Because that's the pashtus of the Mishnah. Shmuel had to come up with a skirish about, because if you do it that way, it's kimle. Well, I don't understand why there's a question on Rav. You usually only ask about the person who's saying something that's not the pashtus of the Mishnah. All right, so, manda amar, minasich, my time alo amar ma'ariv. Why doesn't he say ma'ariv? So amar lach, Rav says, ma'ariv, hain medamet. Similar to what you're saying. If ma'ariv means that Ma'ariv means that you're mixing together, and that's the same case of Madame. That's the same thing of mixing it up. It's the same exact case. So I just mentioned it. So it's a good question to Shmuel. So it's the same thing, right? So v'idach, why does he say if Madame is chayiv, why is it not the same thing? Shmuel says no, because it's not midah araisa you chayiv. We only chayiv midah rabbanan, and therefore it's a knas, and you can't learn one knas from another knas because he calls that one knas is not a din. It's just a knas, and maybe the chacham more conscious in one situation and not another situation. He says, "V'idach knasahu umiknasa lo yalfinan." Right? Rashi says, second short line, "Knasa lo yalfinan the halav dinahu the hecha the kanas kanas hecha the lo kanas." So lahachi itzruk manasech. That's why even though there's similar actions, I have to have each case. Rav must hold then that you either that there's a Rav's going to say that there's a tzrichusa, or maybe he holds that from you are. Once you're kones in one situation, and if it's a similar situation in a different area, you also the knas is obviously apply the bonus. Because hezek shein nikkur, so we'll get to that later. It's hezek shein nikkur, so we'll get to that. It's mi machlokus in the Gemara whether hezek shein nikkur is a chiyuv d'oraisa or not. Over here we're claiming that obviously we're going to shita that it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. Hezek shein nikkur would be chayiv, so it's only a knas to obligate you to pay. It's non-recognizable damage. Okay. So the Gemara now says, okay, Lamanda Ama Knasa Mi Knasa. Now Rav says that Rav holds that you can learn from one Knas to a Knas. That's why he didn't want to say that Menasech means mixing. He said Menasech means actual pouring. Because otherwise, if it's mixing, it's the same thing as Medame. So he learns one Knas for another Knas. So if that's the case, why do we need all the cases in the Mishnah? They're all cases of mixing your friend's stuff. All cases of mixing your friend's stuff with and making it awesome. It's all the same thing. Why do I need them all? So he says, "Call Hani Lamali." Why do I need these cases? Tricha. Why? Why? The Itan Metame. Had he had the first case of Metame, which means you take your friend's Shuma and you're Metame it, and there, so Havamina Mishum Kamatsi Le Lagamri. Maybe the Knas is over there because you make it completely awesome. No one can eat. No one can eat Shuma Tamea. And not only that, you're also doing an Isser, right? V'i Metame Hulin. And let's say we're talking about a case of. Your metame chulin. Who says it's truma? Maybe it's in those days they had people who ate chulin al taro. So your metame, your friend's chulin. Imetame chulin. Mishum the asal ligrom tuma lechulin shever Yisrael. There's an iser to make tame chulin into tame. So maybe that's the reason why. Aval medame, but medame, there's no iser to make something demai. There's also you're not completely by demai. If you make something demai, you're not completely damaging it. All you're doing. So you're lessening its value because now it can only be sold to a kohen. But it's not completely destroyed. I can still sell it to Shia at a lower price, obviously, because there's less demand. But supply and demand makes the demand goes down, the price goes down. But Shia can still buy it and eat it. Right? Ava Emalo. The Iyashmin Madame, if you had the case of Madame, maybe it's same as Shriach. Maybe that's something that's Shriach. Because making something, getting confused between Shuma and Chulin, things mixing together, maybe that's something that happens more often. But making something tame, that's the low shriach. I would say that that's not shriach, that people don't go ahead and armor tame things. Okay, so if I had those two cases, I guess how you read it, if I had those two cases, maybe I would say that you had those cases because there's no concept of kim lebe de rabbi minei. Mishum de lo kim lebe de rabbi minei. Because there's no isra misa, there's no isra malchus in here. Aval menasech, but if I had the case of menasech, you have the issue, the possibility, you would have thought that it's kim lebe de rabbi minei. So amalo, I would have thought that the chachamim didn't make the takana de bichayiv over there. Kamash malan, they called the teacher, like Rav Yirmiyah, that's not a case of kim lebe de rabbi minei, because again, Rav bifurcates the actions. From picking up, because he says it's not mixing, he says it's picking up and pouring. Again, right. I have that issue with Rashi, because he said that it means mixing, and then you don't have the picking up. So I'm still can't figure that out. Okay. Fine. So that explains the Trichusa according to the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says there was another Brisa that had different Girsa of what we had. We had in the Mishnah, our Girsa is Metame, Medame, Menasech. So that's the order, 1, 2, 3. But the Brisa, Ulahadit Tani Avod, Rabbi Avim, Rishon Hayu Omrim, Metame, Menasech. It's Matan Menasech is first. It's 1 and 3 from our Mishnah. And then Chazul Omer Afa Medamea. And then it says Medamea, which is number 2. Right? So we have it 1, 2, 3. They have it 1, 3, 2, basically. According to them, Kol Hanilamidli. Basically, I think the question is that if I have Menasech already, then I'm going to, what do I need to have the case of Medamea afterwards? I think. I'm not sure what the
Gemara is answering. Is it wet?
What?
Is it dry? This is wet.
No, I don't think that's a difference because it's a different iser. Metame is making something tame. Menasech is making it yain nesech, and medameya is just making it into demai. So it's not. That doesn't question whether it's why or happens to be that being nisuch yain is with a liquid. But I don't think that would make the difference. He says kol hanalamali. He said sricha. The iashmin metame. Had I just said metame case, I would have said mishum de lo kim lebe de rabbinei because there's no chi of mis over there. So they would have had a havamid of kim lebe de rabbinei. Aval Menasech, but Menasech, which came number 2nd in the Braisa, I wouldn't have known because of Kim Le'de Rabbinei Emelor. I would say that you wouldn't have to pay money. So therefore it says Menasech. The Yashmi Menasech, and I just said Menasech, I would have said Mishum de Kamasi Le'de Gamri, because you're making something Usser completely. If I do Nisuch HaYayin, everything becomes Usser. Aval Metame, therefore I have to have Metame to come also to Mon Mafsi Le'de Gamri. I'm not Mafsi Le'de Gamri. I don't know why you're not Menasech Le'de Gamri. If you're Metame the Truma, no one can use it. Maybe you could. No, no, you're metame. I'm assuming you're metame. We say could either be metame truma or metame chulin. Oh, okay. So maybe saying maybe that's the case of chulin, or maybe you can use it to as firewood or something like that, or feed to the feed, feed to the dogs.
You have enough from it. You just can't eat enough.
Right?
Menasek
is a, the problem is it's
cannibal. Right, menasek. Right, but even if you assume menasek, we shouldn't come up to the gamrei. If I'm metame, the low masel the gamrei. It's not masel the gamrei.
You have enough from it.
Right, but over before we said you are menach, you are. I'm saying before you, you said we are masi legamrei. Okay, so you can use it. Okay, I guess the definitions of masi legamrei change based on where on what we needed to do in the Gemara. But avametame delo masi legamrei imelo biyashmin hanitarte. And if I had these two, I have metame umenasich. I would say mishum de hefse meruba because that's a hefse meruba. Right, because the Raya Menesach is completely gone, and Metame, now you can't even eat it, you just can use it for fuel. Aval Midameya, but Midameya is Hefzid Muad. It's a lower percentage of loss, because I still can sell it to the Kohen, albeit at a lower price, but it's not Hefzid Meruba, it's Hefzid Muad, according to this definition. I would say maybe aim alone, maybe there is no Chiyuv to pay, therefore Tzricha, I have to have it. So the Gemara basically goes through the order of why I need all three, first the order in the Mishnah, then the order in the Brisa. Okay, so now I think we pretty much get to the crux. Okay, so Amar Chizkia, Tvar Torah, in all these cases, Mida Oraisa, right? Medame, Medame, Menaseh, Metame, Echad Shogeg, V'Echad Nezid Chayev. Chizkia says, Mida Oraisa, you're Chayev no matter what, in all these cases. Because my timer, Hezek, Shein Anikar, Shmei Hezek. He says, unrecognizable Hezek. If you can't see the physical damage, he says, still constitutes damage. That's what he holds. Hezek, Shein Anikar, Shmei Hezek. Right, if you look at Shmei Hezek in the Rashi, look at Tosas Divim Rasa Barishona and go straight across. You'll see Shmei Hezek. Okay, so Shmei Hezek, Uve Hezek lo chilka Torah, kashu babi de Adam, Atzmo, ben Shogig lemezid, and there's no difference. Once you say Hezek, is Hezek, same Nikra, Shmei Hezek, there's no difference. By Adam Hamazik. We'll get to that in Bava Kama. There's no difference between Adam and Mazak, whether it's Beshogig or whether it's Bemezid. Kedarina Bechovel, Petzah Tachas Petzah, Lechayev al Shogig and Mezid. It's in this week's Parsha, the Lunar Moment, right? Petzah Tachas Petzah, that we learned out Shogig and Mezid. But Hezek Shein Onikar, Rashi says, Kegon Hani Demasnisen, Shalom Nishtanu, Mikamosha Hayu. They really haven't changed. Physically, there's no change. It's a big sugya, obviously, Hezek Shein Onikar, but there's no physical change. It's more of a spiritual change, or more, maybe more correctly, halakhic change in the item, but there's no physical recognizable change. So that's what Chizkiah says. But, umatam amru b'shogeg pater. So if midi oraisa, you're chayiv, why did the chacham come along and say, if you did this b'shogeg, you become pater? Why did the chacham make that takana?
In our Mishnah,
right. He says, kedei sheyodio. Because you want to, if you did it by mistake, you want to tell the guy that, listen, don't drink that, don't eat that, don't, you have, I accidentally made a tamay, I accidentally made a demai, I accidentally was the niso chamai, I don't know how that works, but I accidentally made it into a vodah zara wine, accidentally poured it in maybe, depending on whose shita we go, according to Rav shita, where you accidentally took the wine and poured it l'shem vodah zara. I thought it was mine maybe, okay, maybe, I don't know, but, so that's the case. Kadesh Yodio, she can tell him. So Ihache, if you'll be mazed, Nami. So if he doesn't be mazed, also you should be potter because you wanted to tell him. So he says, psychologically, he says, Hashtal Azuki Kamikavin, Aduyula Module. I think it's a rhetorical. He says, if I'm going purposely, I want to mess you up. I really want, I want to mess you up. I want you to know I messed you up. So of course I'll tell you. I made your stuff tummy. Why else would he do it otherwise? I said, I don't know, maybe the opposite. He doesn't be mazed, and he wants him to mess it up, so he violates the Isser. Unknowingly, I don't know. But according to the Gemara, it seems to say that by mazid he would tell him. But Rav Yochanan Amar, opposite. He says Dvar Torah Echad Shogeg VeEchad Mezi Pater. Mi Deraisa, in the cases in our Mishnah, you would be Pater. Why? My Taima Hezek Shein Anikar Lo Shmei Hezek. Because this unrecognizable Hezek is not considered Hezek. I mean, it's not considered Hezek that you have to pay for. It clearly was a damage, yeah. But it's not a damage that you're there's no liability. Is what
liability is you lost money,
but you're not liable for pay for it because Hezek Shein Anikar. And that's the halacha. In order to be hezek, you have to be able to recognize them.
But you do take a loss.
I understand. That's why I said it's still considered a damage, but it's not a damage that creates a liability for the damager to pay. Right? My time a hezek shein nikar lo shmei hezek. So then, if you're not obligated, So why do you make the guy who does it be mezid chayiv? Why do you change the d'oraisa to make mezid chayiv? He says, the Gemara says, Shelo yeh kol echav yecher holech umetamit haros or shachavero v'yom epater ani. Because you don't want people going around doing this and saying, I'm pater. And you don't want people to, I guess it was, they were worried that it was a common thing that people would go ahead and damage their friends or their fellows. I keep saying friends, clearly not a friendly situation. His fellow citizens' stuff. You don't want that to happen, so they say.
Just to do spite for someone?
People are mean. People do mean things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not okay. What? It's good you learn that when you're young.
What?
It's good you learn that when you're young.
Right. Yeah. Because when you get older and you go into the business world, you realize. No, okay. Okay, so now we're going to ask on Chizkiah, right? So Chizkiah said Hesek She'eino Nikar is considered Hesek, right? Hesek She'eino Nikar is considered Hesek. So now we're going to ask a bunch of questions on cases where it seems to be Hesek She'eino Nikar and there is no D'oraisa obligation to pay, which would be a question on Chizkiah. So come to Matthew's favorite topic. HaKohanim She'piglu B'Mikdash. The Kohanim made a carbon pickle. Again, pickle means when you, at the time of the shchita of the carbon, or at the time of the zrika of the blood, they had in mind to eat from the carbon outside of the time that the Torah commanded you to eat the carbon. And therefore, the carbon is pasul, or may not, and it lo alu labailam shechova. The person, the owner of the carbon, was not yotzei shchiyuv, and he has to bring another carbon, meaning he's out money. But we say there, and the Kohanim are the ones who caused that. We said there, Mizidin, they did it, but Mezid, they're chayiv to pay. So once you make a bifurcation between Mezid and Shogeg, they're going to say, Vitani Allah, that you made Mezid over there, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So really, you're Pater, the Kohanim are Pater from paying, but Mipnei Tikkun Olam, we made them chayiv to pay. What do you mean Mipnei Tikkun Olam? According to Chizkiah, if Hezek Enchein Nikar is Shmei Hezek, because look, the carbon looks the same, you can't tell what's wrong with the carbon. If Hezek Enchein Nikar is considered Hezek, why is only a Darabana that you have to pay? You have to pay Midar Isa. So the Gemara says, no, there's no Kimah, no Chiyah Misa. No. Oh, is there a Chiyah Misa? To eat pickle. Right? To eat pickle, but that's a separate action. So the Iyamart Hezek Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek, and if you say Hezek Shein Nikar is considered Hezek, so Hai Shogim Peturim Mipnei Tikkun Olam Yibayle. If you say Hezek Shein Nikar is Shmei Hezek, then the way it should say is that Shogig should be Pater Mipnei Tikkun Olam. The Tikkun Olam, if there's a Tikkun Olam, it would make you Pater. The Tikkun Olam wouldn't make you Chayiv. Tikkun Olam means Derabanan. So Derabanan, if it's Chayiv Midaraisa, a Derabanan would make you Pater. So the Gemara says, no, Yenachanami, he says, Hachinami Ka'amar. This is exactly what the Braisa means to say. Mezid in Chayovin, and Mezid your Chayov, because that's the Deoraisa. Hashogi and Paturin, but Shogi your Pater, Ribnei Tikkun Olam. The Kanas Chachamim was to make your Pater Ribnei Tikkun Olam, because really on the Deoraisa level, you would be Chayov. That's how Chizkiah is going to reinterpret that Mishnah. This to go along with the Shita that has a Shayna Nikar, Shmei. The Tikkun Olam is that, you know, in order to prevent them from. The Tikkun Olam says, Shgulim Paturim, if they took an Olam, they're Pater. If they take an olam, they'll tell the owner. If they have to pay. Right. They did it b'shogeg. Whatever the case is, how you did pickle b'shogeg. You did it b'shogeg. Now you want to make sure that the owner knows he can't eat it. Right. You don't want the kohanim going ahead and say, here, you know, eat it.
Right.
If you say that they don't have to pay, there's more of a likelihood that they'll go tell the owner about the pickle. No, then you would make them pay.
It's
an amazing thing. If you did it be they do have to pay. If you did it be shogun, they don't have to pay. Mazid, we keep it, according to Chizkiah, but Mazid, we keep it on the...
What's the Tikkun Olam then?
The Tikkun Olam is to tell, what did it be shogun is that the Kohanim will tell the owners not to eat this. That's according to Chizkiah. So now, Masiv Rav Elazar. I'm not sure clear about this one. So Rav Elazar asked again on Chizkiah, right? Chizkiah says, Hezri Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek. So how osim elacha b'meichatas. So someone does some sort of work with the mechatas. The mechatas is the water that they got from the spring that they use to put into a kli in order to mix the efer parah aduma into the water. And that may, if you do any work or avoda with that water, the water becomes pasul for it, pasul for that obligation. But you, again, you can't see anything in the water, Right, so it's hazak sheino nikra. I mean, maybe if you put fruit coloring in the water, you can see it, I guess. But otherwise, you don't see anything. U biparas chatas, or you did malacha with a para aduma. So you had a para aduma that is ready to be shechted and burnt to do to make the efer chatas, and you did some work with it. It says pater midei ne adam. You pater midei adam, meaning you don't have to pay. But chayim b'din shemayim, you have a punishment mishmayim you have to pay because you were mafsid, I guess. Lechora, it's because of there's no obligation to pay because it has a sheino nikar. So the Gemara asks,
is this amazing or shalom?
Right now we don't know yet. We don't know. The e amar hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek. And if you say hezek sheino nikar is considered a hezek, so then b'dini adil nami l'chayev, he should also have to pay. I don't say who do you have to pay. You have to pay hektish.
Maybe the guy who now is
or the guy now.
But maybe he sold it already. I'm saying if he sold it already, it's a hektish.
Maybe
what? Maybe he didn't pay him yet. Then you have to pay him, or if he did pay already, then you have to pay Hector, because now Hector has to go ahead and find a new one.
Yeah, there's so much property.
Right. Fine. Right. I think the Rishonim asked your question, Yossi, about shogeg umezid. They bring down here that maybe there should be a question also according to my Demamru who says Lashmei has it because there's no distinction here made between shogeg umezid. But okay, but let's just get focus on the question at hand. According to Chizkia, why is there no monetary obligation here if you did the damage, even if it's Hezek Sheinu Nikar, is a liable damage. So that was the question Rav Elazar asked. He said, "Who mosivla v'hu mefarikla?" Rav Elazar asked the question, and he himself was going to answer. He said, "I guess the reason he's to say just to say it loud." He said the reason why they're pottering here, if that's a word, they're not obligating the damager here is not because of Hezek Sheino Nikar. They're saying the reason that we're talking about a case here is that you didn't do any malacha b'yadayim. You didn't do anything yourself to the object. So therefore it becomes more of a grumma. It's an indirect damage. We're interspersing above a comma terms here, but it's an indirect damage. It's only a grumma, and that's why he's potter. He didn't do a maisa b'yadayim. And how's that? He says, para shehichnisa lirivka amunasha tidik. The para is the case where you let the para duma to go into the rivka. I think that's the barn, right? Into the barn or into the shed to go. You wanted him to go there to nurse from the mother. V'tadush, and you also had kavana that it should thresh, I guess, and therefore it's doing the work. So you didn't do anything. You yourself didn't do anything to the cow. What you did is you opened it, you let it in, and it's basically your machshava. Now says that this thing, you want this animal to do disha. Again, the only malacha that passes a paraduma is if you had kavana for that malacha. But so you had kavana for the malacha, and then the animal actually does it, but you didn't do a maisi yadayim. So it's just a case of grumma. So you're not pater midin hezek sheino nikar, you're pater midin grumma. Right? And mechatas, what's the mechatas case? Sheshakal behen mishkalos. So what you did is you used them sort of as a counterweight. Right? Sheshakal behen mishkalos. Rashi says, "That's a Rashi." Basically, you use it as a counterweight. You had the water in a cup,
scale.
And you use it as a counterweight on a scale. So you didn't do anything with you yourself didn't do anything with the water. It just happened. Something had to have been done with it. It's enough to make it puzzle, but there's no liability. You say it's not. You should be liable because it has a shade of nickel. There was no damage done to the water itself, and therefore it's only a din of grama. V'ha'amar says, "V'ha'amar Rav mechatos." Point to Rava, if you use the mechatas for a weight, it's kosher. So why is this Brisa saying that if that's the case of the Brisa, why are you saying that the mechatas is pasul? It says, Lokasha, habikufon, habikinegdon. There are two ways to use it, I guess. There's a way of using it as kinegdon, as a counterweight, or begufon, I think, means is sort of a displacement. You know how much water is in the cup? You put a piece of meat in the water, and it sort of displaces the water a little bit to make it higher, so therefore you can determine, based on the calculations, how much the meat, it displaces X amount of water, so therefore you know how much the meat actually weighs. Then you're actually doing something with the goof of the water.
Working with it.
Yeah, you're working with it. So Gemara says, wait a second, begufon, if it's, so then why are you potter? We just said if the whole thing is because of grama and now you did it begufon, then you should be chayev. If that's the case of our Mishnah, right? Begufon ma'aseka avibuhu, and therefore you did a ma'ase with it, so it's not a case of grama, and therefore it would be hezek sheino nikar. And according to you, it should be chayev. Ravi hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek with the other nami l'chayev. Right? The whole case question over here was, isn't this a case of hezek shein or nikar, and therefore you should be chayiv? No, it's not a case of hezek shein or nikar. It's a case of grama. But you just turned it into a case of not grama, ma'aseh b'yadayim, which means it's a hezek shein or nikar, and therefore you should be chayiv according to you, Chizkiyah. So he says, no, ela idi b'idi bisha b'kinegdan. No, the Brisa and Rav are talking about a case of where you're using it as a counterweight. You're not doing anything to the actual water. The lokasha had the asich daite, had the lo asich daite. It's a question of whether you had hesech hadas from watching the weight, right? So the mechatas are puzzled by hesech hadas. So where Rava says that the water is not puzzled is because you did not have hesech hadas. Even when they're being used as the counterweight, you had your intent on it. You're still watching it. Yeah. Nothing was done to it. Rava says that's okay. But the case of the Brisa, you had Hesech Hadas, so what was the damage done to the water? Malacha, right. Which is not a Maisa B'Yadayim. It's a Grumma case. It has nothing to do with Hesech Shein HaNikar, it has to do with Grumma, and that's why you're Pater, according to Chizkiyah. Okay. Next. Now, Rav Papa here is going to prove from a Mishnah Bava Kama that Hesech Shein HaNikar is Lav Shmei Hesech. Against Chizkiyah, like Rav Yochanan, we said? Who was the... Rav Yochanan, yeah. So Masi Rav Papa, we have a Mishnah in Bava Kama. Gozel matbeya v'nifsel. So I stole a coin, and now the government took that type of coinage out of circulation. Like he stole the old lira, and then the shekel came into circulation. So gozel matbeya v'nifsel. Okay? So I owe the guy money because I took something, but now
it's not working.
Now, or I stole truma. I stole truma from anybody, and then nitmeis. It became tummy on its own. Or I stole chametz. I stole chametz for you, but avalava pesach. And so that all these things are now valueless, basically. Right. Truma is not valueless now. Truma is less value. But, right, Omer Lo, so the Gazan can say to the owner, here, I'm paying you back. Here's the Chametz, here's the Tamei Truma, here's the coin that's no longer in circulation. So the Gemara then says, V'yamart hezek she'enikar shmei hezek. If you hold that non-recognizable damage is considered damage, so hi Gazlan who, right, this Gazlan who, and Mamona Ma'alya Ba'yu Shlume, he should have to pay him back. I damaged you by stealing. Again, it's sort of crossing the lines over here. I stole this chametz from you. I'm, at the moment I stole, I have an obligation to pay you back. And now I'm paying you back this chametz. So I'm paying you back. What am I paying you back? I'm paying you back something that's valueless. So it's hezek shein or nikar though. But you can't, because you can't recognize it in the object.
It turns out it's not value to destroy Pesach.
After Pesach, you destroy it. It's over love of Pesach. But you're right. Correct. It's worth nothing. So how can you say Arish al fanecha? The Rashi says... Ish mei hezek. So where is this Rashi? It's like a
two lines down.
No, not two lines down.
Rashi.
Two lines down.
Further down from where we are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's correct. So ish mei hezek michdeg. Let's see. Migzal gazle. You stole something. Midim mashke. And when you pulled it to your possession, the kamle b'rishusay. And now it's in your rishus. They have an obligation to pay. The kikam mishalamle davar hanizak mishalamle. And now you're paying him back this thing that's damaged. But according to you, that's you should have to pay back that. I think the question is you should have to now pay back the full amount, not the
as it was before.
Right. He says, with the mammon. So that comes to tiyufta.
So the guy steals, but he's not afraid he's going to eat it. He refuses to eat it. He steals the
chametz over Pesach. No, he steals chametz, and then it was amos over shalom Pesach. I think that's the case.
And now I'm getting it back.
It's chametz, v'avos over Pesach.
I didn't steal to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to eat chametz over Pesach.
Right. Well, maybe people are machmir on different things, and that doesn't surprise you. What some people are very machmir on three minyanim a day, but they'll steal your money left and right. Some people will never even think of stealing your money, but they'll never do something. You know, they won't. And they'll go eat in a tray for restaurant. I mean, it's not mutually exclusive. Okay? So, Lamech Tanai. I mean, it's interesting that they said it's a Tiyufta now on Chizkiyah, and then we say, oh, but maybe it's a Machlokas Tanai. Then we just leave them with a question. But okay. So, Lamech Tanai. Maybe the din of whether Hezek Shein HaNikar is considered Hezek is a Machlokas Tanai, the following Brisa. Right? Abraisa said, Metame, Medame, Umanasech. I think that's a Brisa, similar to the Brisa we were down before. Echad shogig, echad meizid chayev. You chayev in both cases. If you chayev in both cases, that would mean hezek shein or nikar, right? Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogig pater b'meizid chayev. He says, no, you only chayev if you did it b'meizid. So my la b'hakamiflikli. That's the machlokas. Demar Sav Rabbi Meir says that you chayev in both cases. He'll hold hezek shein nikar shmei hezek. That's why you chayev across the board. Umar Savar Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Loshmei Hezek. Therefore, by Shoga, you're Potter, but by Mezid, Yechayev, I guess, Mirtakan Sachamim, Yechayev, because they made a Knas, so you don't want people going around to just being Matami, everybody's stuff, and then saying, I'm Potter. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, no, I don't necessarily have to say that's a Machlokas Tanoim, because Kulei Alma, Hezek Shein Nikar, Lashmei Hezek. Both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda can hold that Hezek Shein Nikar is not considered a liable damage. So, V'hacha, Bekansu Shogig Atu Mezik HaMiflagi. Are you Kone Shogig because of the Mezid case as well? In other words, when you make a Takana regarding the Mezid, does that Takana extend across the Shogig as well? Temar Sav, Rav Meir says, Kansu Shogig Achad Mezid. Once we made a Takana by Mezid because we don't want people to be going around damaging everybody's stuff, and therefore that Knas goes across to the Shogig. Right, he says the country shogat to mezid. Vumar Savar and Shmuel says low country shogat to mezid. We don't make a knas of shogat to mezid. We had here a reason to make a knas regarding mezid. That knas does not then go into the shogat case. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second. I'm going to ask a stira on Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda because Rav Meir here says we are kones shogat to mezid. Rav Yehuda says we are not kones shogat to mezid. I'm now going to bring down your case where it's the opposite. Where Rav Meir says you are not kones, and Rav Yehuda says you are kones. Famous case. Case of Maisa Shabbos, of doing Malacha on Shabbos. What are you allowed to do? I'm sure every Gemara, our school ever has the chart over here, between Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. I was going to make the chart, but I'm sure our school has a nice chart for you guys there. So the Tanya of the following Brisa, Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg. Somebody cooks an item on Shabbos, does it b'Shogeg. Yochal, Tanakam says, he is permitted to eat that Tashil bo bayom, right? If he's able to eat it. But if he doesn't b'mezid, if he purposely cooks on Shabbos, lo yochal, then he himself is not allowed to eat it. Others are not allowed to eat it either. But on Motzei Shabbos, everyone's allowed would be allowed to eat it. That's Divrei Rav Meir. That's Divrei Rav Meir. You see that shogeg you can eat, shogeg you can't eat, mezid shogeg you may eat, mezid you may not eat. Right away, you see the question. He's not gozer shogeg atu mezid. Where in our case, he was gozer shogeg atu mezid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg yochal Motzei Shabbos. If he cooked on Shabbos. B'shogeg, you can eat it yourself after Shabbos, but bo bayom, you're not allowed to eat it, because b'mezid lo yochal, olamis, b'mezid, you're not allowed at all. He makes the gzera, since by mezid you can never eat it, therefore on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you can't eat it either. So you see, Rav Yehuda is gozer, shogeg atu mezid, which is against what we said before, Rav Yehuda was not gozer, shogeg atu mezid. And Rav Yochanan Sadler has the third shita, because even more machmir, b'shogeg yeochal, emotze Shabbos, achayim lo lo, if he cooked on Shabbos, b'shogeg, then he is never allowed to eat it, but others are allowed to eat it after Shabbos, Kadesh Yasu, they have to wait. But b'mezid lo yochal lo mis lo lo v'lo lacherim. No one's allowed to eat it after. But the question is, kasha Rameir dem Rameir, kasha Rabbi Yehuda. You can spend a lot of time on this brisa about Maaser Shabbos, but that's not for here. But there's a steer now, for our purpose, there's a steer between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. One case, Rav Meir says you are goes there, and the other case says you. The first case, Rav Meir says you are goes there, and this case in Shabbos says you're not goes there. And Rav Yehuda is the opposite. There he says you goes there. He says you're not. There he says you are goes there. There he says you are not goes there. Here in Shabbos says you are goes there. So Rav Meir says the Rav Meir lo kasha. There's no kasha on Rav Meir because kikonis. Where does Rav Meir make his takanas of where he goes there? Show you got to mezig. That's by the rabbanon. Metame medame benasich. That is only an iser the rabbanon because midoraisa it's hezek shein nikar. Therefore, there's no liability. Only on the Rabbanon level is a liability. So therefore, over there, he does not make a knas, because he's not going to be konex in that situation. But midoraisa, in that case, he is konex. Let me start again. He is konex by the Rabbanon, because he wants to give tokef, wants to give strength to the takana of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made a takana that if you did this b'mezid, you have liability, despite the fact that it's hezek shein nikar. So that takana goes across to shogeg to give strength to the Rabbanon. But by b'doraisa lo kanis, someone who's mevashel b'shabbos, the issur of bishul b'shabbos is an issur d'oraisa. I have no need to make the knas. He's lo kanis because most people, I guess when it comes to Shabbos, are not going to go ahead and cook on Shabbos. So therefore, if a guy cooks b'mezid, I'm not going to make the takana across to show you, because that's not something he's tachshiach, or it's not something he's worried about that he has to give extra strength to what? He has to give extra strength to the oraisa. He doesn't have to give extra strength to the oraisa.
By menasech is the
oraisa.
The menasech,
is it? Mar says, "Ha menasech d'oraisu." Isn't the case of menasech an issur d'oraisa? V'kakonis, and Rav Meir makes his konis. He says, "Yeah, there I made the knas, even though because it's a din d'oraisa, even though it's a din d'oraisa, I made the knas b'shem chumra d'avodas kachav and konislei, because it's a special chumra. The issur of avodas zara is so chamor. I'm going to make the knas there. And the issur of if you violate Shabbos, It's also considered a mumer for the kol, right? So why is that not chomer? Why is avodah zarah more chomer than Shabbos? I don't know. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda lokasha. And now, of course, Rabbi Yehuda also, we had the kasha, right? By Shabbos, he says, you are gozer. And by Metamim Davim Menasech, he was not gozer. He says, kilo konis. Where does he's not konis? He's not konis by the Rabbanan. Because by the Rabbanan, it's not the Rabbanan. I'm not going to make it so machmir. It's the complete opposite of what Rabbi Meir said. But by the Raisa, the Vashma Shabbos, it's the Raisa, since you're violating an Isra Chamor, then we're going to make the knas. You see, he's going to hold like the end. Just like Avodah Zarah makes the knas by Rabbi Meir, Yehuda makes the knas by Shabbos. So Gemara says, wait a second, the opposite question now. Well, Menasech, I'm surprised I didn't ask this. Menasech is a din d'oraisa, and Rabbi Huda is not kones. We just said that Rabbi Huda is kones only by d'oraisa. So Menasech is a d'oraisa and does not make the knas. He says, Mishum chumra levos hachavim, mibdil badili minei. Okay, he said the other way around. Since Avodah Zarah is so chumra, people walk away. They don't, not really koshis for people doing Avodah Zarah. They don't need to make the knas to make it stronger. Shabbos, people violate. But Avodah Zarah, people don't violate. Okay. So now we're going to ask. Let's ask the question. Now we're going to ask a question on Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir said that you were kones shogig atu mezid by din d'oraisa, right? That's where he says you are kones. You are not kones, right? Rabbi Meir says by d'oraisa you are not kones, right? Except for Avodah Zarah because it was chomera. So the following case, the Tanya, Hanoteya b'Shabbos. Someone plants something on Shabbos, which is also d'oraisa also. B'shogig, if you did it b'shogig, yikayim. You don't have to uproot the sapling. B'mezid, but if you did it b'mezid, you have to uproot it. But b'shvius, if you plant it on Shemitah, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid, y'akor. You have to uproot it no matter what. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogig yikayim, b'mezid y'akor. If you did it b'shogig, you can keep it b'mezid y'akor, or b'shabbos b'im b'shogig b'im b'mezid y'akor. He says it the other way around. Shemitah, you make the distinction between shogig and mezid, but on Shabbos b'im b'shogig b'im b'mezid y'akor. So now, to plant something on Shemitah is an issur d'oraisa, and Rabbi Meir makes the gzera by Shemitah that if you did it b'shogig, you have to uproot it just like you did it b'mezid. So you have to do it. It's a din d'oraisa, and he says you have to uproot it. Well, that's so sir to what Rabbi Meir said before that b'mevashel b'Shabbos, which is also d'oraisa. He was not konis at shogig atu mezid. Here he is konis shogig atu mezid. So the Gemara says, ulatameich, let's just read this, ulatameich, the b'rais itself was difficult. Tikshir lehach gufa, the b'rais itself was difficult, because Shabbos is a d'oraisa and Shemitah is d'oraisa. So why is he konis in Shemitah and not in Shabbos? What's the difference? It says, michtei, ha-d'oraisa, ha-d'oraisa, mashna Shabbos and mashna Shemitah. What's the difference between Shabbos and Shvius? Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll pick up again. But everybody has a good day. Omer, Rutzger, Sporch, Lazak, Israel, Hebrew, Kerber.